Okay, so our gospel, or not our gospel story, but our first reading is about trying to find a wife for one of the men in Abraham's family. And so they send someone out, and this is what they say, to find a wife that's, you know, going to be good enough. And it says, you go out to this certain well and ask her for some water. So they said, give a cup of water from your jug. And she says, and this is what it would look like a big old bucket like this that should pull water out from the well. And she goes, okay. And she gives a cup of water. Hi, guys. Come on up. It's good to see you two. So she gives a cup of water to this guy so he could drink. So like she pulls up this big heavy bucket of water and she scoops a cup of water and gives it to him. Then she says, I'll even give enough water to your camel. Now, do you guys know how much water a camel can drink? How much water can a camel drink? 2 gallons of water. You think 2 gallons of water? What do you think? 90 gallons of water. You know what? You're a lot closer. A camel can drink up to 30 gallons of water. And this bucket, it would hold 3 gallons. So she would have to scoop a bucket this full of water 10 times to give enough water to one camel. And they had like 10 camels. So she had to scoop, and she wasn't very big. She had to pull up buckets of heavy water. Like, okay, you can do the math for me. Who's good at math?
I am.
Okay, so you're going into third grade. Okay, then you're pretty good. Do you know multiplication?
No. I know some.
You know some? Okay. So if she had to scoop this 10 times, and there were camels, how many times did she have to lift up a bucket? So 10 times 10 is?
100.
You were good. That's the first multiplication you knew? 10 times 10 is 100? Well, that's a good one to remember. Could you imagine how tired would you be if you had to pull this bucket up full of water 100 times? I would be super tired. It was a lot of work. But she did it, and then you know what God said? That's the woman. Let's pick her, and she can be your wife. So sometimes we don't hear stories about how hard it is for some of the women in the Bible, and this is a good story about how strong Rebecca is. And we have, I don't think she's here. We have one girl named Rebecca, but or two, actually, two Rebeccas. But that's a lot of work. Do you think you would be strong enough to do that? How about you, Uzzah? Could you lift this bucket full of water 100 times to drink 10 camels?
Maybe.
You think so? Maybe what?
Maybe if an adult.
Maybe if you had an adult to help you. Mm-hmm. Or if all of you did it together. Well, that's pretty amazing that someone would be able to give one cup of water for a person, but 10 bucketfuls for a camel. How long do you think a camel can go without water?
90 days.
No. What do you think, Uzzah? How long? No, 5 days. They can only go 5 days without water, and then they can take up to 10 bucketfuls. It's a lot of water. Yes, Uzzah? You have to go out in the desert, you have to go find a well to get water. Because they live in the desert, I think is why they need a lot of water. We need a lot of water, too. So let's...
How much water could that hold again?
This? This is 3 gallons. It's a lot of water. Well, let's come around here, and we'll say a prayer thanking God for water. Does anyone want to lead us in the prayer? You do? Okay, come on over here. So we're going to... If you could say a prayer for us, Uzzah, thanking God for water and for strong women in the Bible, that would be excellent.
Dear God, please...
Okay, start over, okay?
Dear God, please bless us so we can... Wait, can I start over?
You can start over.
Okay. dear God, please bless us so we can have more a strong woman in the Bible, because they are really helpful. And please, and we thank you for giving us water. Amen.
Amen. That was an excellent prayer.